Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Lorica's asked, I have cool light colouring and find that most bohemian style clothes seem to be mostly in warm autumn colours. Now, I've noticed this a bit too, that there are a lot are in those kind of warm autumnal, what I call spicy, really. There's probably more spicy than anything else. But I do also see them in cool, kind of sublime, which is very much like summer tones as well. So part of this would be just to look further. It's that, you know, I think it's the going online and just keeping on searching for those things. If you like that bohemian style, then keep searching for them online because they do come up in cool colours as well as warm. And yes, you may find that some particular stores, like I notice here we have a store called Tree of Life, and they do a lot more warm than cool. But I do also see these sorts of clothes in cooler colours. Another option would be to make it yourself. That is always something that if you can't find the style of clothes that you like in the colours you like, the thing would be to make it yourself. And then you have control over that. And that is always where that can come in handy. But not everybody has the skills or wants to learn how to sew. So I would otherwise say go online and do more searching. So just start searching for boho styles and all that sort of stuff. See what comes up. The internet is an amazing place full of so much stuff. That I'm sure you can find some in cooler colours because they do exist. I absolutely see them around every now and again. I'll go, just because I keep my eyes out for cool colour things for myself. So I do notice these things as well. But I know what you mean. It can. But it might just be that you're looking at one store that tends to always do warmer colours. So it would be to spread your searching into a wider area, rather than just sticking to a one store that tends not to do what you're after. Veronica said, I want to get better at using what I have. I have a collection of Hermes scarves that I'd like to be better at using. The conflict is they tend to look fancy and I tend toward relaxed style. This is very true because they are made of silk or silk satin very often, so that they are shiny, and therefore because they are shiny, that ups the level of refinement. So we have our three main levels of refinement. We've got our kind of more formal, either formal evening wear or more formal business wear, our really fancy clothes. These are the things. So it's particularly our formal evening wear. These are the shiny things, aren't they? Then we have our everyday clothes, so just kind of relaxed, but still nice. I think of this as our smart, casual sort of clothing. So something like this, dresses and, fine knit jerseys, things like that. And then we have our level three, our outdoor leisure clothes. So these are our more rugged, more sporting, more chunky, much more practical. It's like the clothes you wear to do exercise in, they're to do the gardening in, they're to do the practical outdoor things. So if we think about it, if you have a relaxed style, which is more level three or probably lower level two, but you have these Hermes scarves, which are much more a level one, how do you mix them together? And the key is to mix one level. You can do one level apart, so you can mix that scarf. But it would be, okay, well, that scarf needs to come with my pair of jeans and a t-shirt or something. And you could not just wear it around your neck. You could think about wearing them in other ways. You could kind of wear them as a belt. You could tie them to your handbag. You could just wrap it around your wrist a few times. Depends how big they are. Some of the really big ones are probably too big for that. But it is that sort of thing going, well, I can wear it with a denim jacket, with a dress. Like this is where we can use denim as a fabric that really dresses things up and down, or more down than up. So a denim jacket will dress down a dress. Versus if you put on a blazer with your jeans and you have that Hermes scarf, it's going to look more dressed up. So that is the thing, those structured garments, our kind of more formal business wear, when we're mixing those levels, which we can very easily, it's about thinking about mixing just one level apart. So the Hermes scarf is not going to work as well with your outdoor leisure. That's too much of a gap, unless you happen to have a very creative or rebellious style personality. But if you're kind of in the more relaxed, more bit more classic, relaxed, feminine, those sorts of styles, then mixing just one level apart is the way to go. And I've got lots of blog posts about levels of refinement, so do check those out over on the blog at Inside Out Style. Search for level of refinement. The last question today comes from Debbie. I have rather long arms and am wondering what I can do to make them look less long. So like anything, this is where the knowledge of horizontals versus vertical lines comes in. So if you have long arms and you want to make them look shorter, just cut them up with more horizontal lines. So thinking about having a three-quarter sleeve instead of a long sleeve, that's going to break the arm up partway up it. Then wear bracelets and bangles as well. That again is creating more horizontal lines across your arms and therefore is breaking them up more. So just thinking about when even things like a dropped shoulder, instead of having the shoulder seam up there, if we drop the shoulder to there, now provided that this works for you, then what we're doing is we're popping another horizontal line onto the arm, breaking it up, making it look a bit shorter. So that is quite simple. This is where knowing how horizontal lines work, how vertical lines work, all those sorts of things really helps to identify, well, what can I do to make something look longer or shorter, broader or slimmer? Because we can use those horizontal lines to shorten things and broaden them. We can use the vertical lines to lengthen and elongate and slim things. So it's going, don't put vertical lines, so no long stripy shirts, you know, things like that. That's not going to work for you. But do think about horizontal lines. So even a, you know, a t-shirt, a Breton striped shirt that's got the horizontal lines up it, that is another option. What we want to do is break up anything that if you feel it's too long, break it up, and there you go with some horizontals, and you are going to kind of balance it as well. So please do keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And let me know what it is that you want to know, and I will be back to chat with you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.